Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, this is Stefania over at Positive Affirmations and Audio Stories, bringing you happy thoughts, inspiration, entertainment, and motivation to start your day. We use the power of positive words to help you live the positive lifestyle which you so richly deserve. We're having a little phone chat, and let's talk about what to do when your New Year's goals, when your New Year's goal resolution plan and get up and go has got up and gone. It's almost February now, and many of us started out the year, January, full of fire, ready to go, change our world. And now, heading into February, a little bit of that steam has petered out. And we're feeling a little bit tired, like we deserve a little rest. We've worked hard enough. No. With a wee bit of perseverance and some helpful tips, you can get back on that track. It's not too late. You can still do what you plan to do for 2023, starting today. We've got 15 top tips to help you keep that energy and drive to carry on and continue with your plans. First tip is the easiest. Write down those goals. Don't just keep them in your head. Write them down. You can do it on your computer, but some people say that there's a kind of a connection between using your hand to actually write versus typing. But don't let that be a deterrent. Do whatever works for you. Just write those goals down to make them more concrete, to help you stay focused, to help you stay motivated. Make a list of the goals and don't let the list go on and on. Keep it a little bit manageable so you can see what you're doing. Make a list and keep that list in a place where you can see it every day. Tip two, break those goals down into smaller, manageable steps. If the goal is too big, it can make us a little bit depressed, a little bit overwhelmed, a little bit too much of a good thing. But if we break them down, it's so much easier. And when you break it down, you can see progress as you take each little step, inch by inch. Tip three, set some deadlines. It's so easy. And me too. It's so easy to say, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it someday. I'm going to do it when I get around to it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. But I'm really going to do it. Set a deadline, a definite time. Again, it keeps us focused, keeps us on track, keeps us moving forward. But try not to get over ambitious with the deadline. So, you know, it's something you can really do. And if you got to adjust it, it's okay. This is your story. You're not reporting to anybody else. Don't be afraid. If you got to adjust it, go ahead and do it. Number four, celebrate. Celebrate those successes, even the tiniest thing. Celebrate it. Go out for a coffee. Give yourself whatever is a treat for you. Celebrate along the way so you can feel like you're really doing something good. You're not waiting for some day in the future when you can chill and say, time to party. Celebrate along the way. Stay focused, though, but celebrate along the way each little achievement. Next step, positivity. This might sound very pie in the sky, but really, really, really keep a positive attitude. Positive attitude can go a long way in helping you to stay motivated and focused. Think of what you are grateful for in your life right now. Let your life be good right now, not when the goal is achieved. Let it be good right now. And then think about the benefits and the opportunities that will come to you as you achieve those goals. But if we stay positive and we're grateful for the now, that helps us to be a bit stronger when we get a setback. It's not the end of the world. We can pick ourselves up and press on. Number 6, support yourself with positive, supportive people. Don't tell your goals to everybody. Some people, they might not want you to succeed because they might not feel comfortable in themselves. So be very careful who you share your goals with. But if you've got people in your life who believe in you and your goals, that would really help you, motivate you, keep you going when you think you need to stop. So look for those supportive people in your life and keep your goals and attention away from those whom you sense, for whatever reason, might not have your highest good in mind. Tip number 7, stay accountable. This is really useful if you can find a friend, colleague, someone who also might have something going on. You hold each other accountable. It's easy to make an excuse to yourself when you're tired. Oh, do it tomorrow. I'm kind of tired now. I think I'll just chill. That accountability partner will say, are you sure? Is that your priority to sit and watch the telly when you could be doing that little bit more? Think about it. If you have somebody that you trust, they've got something going on as well, perhaps you can partner up and be accountability partners. Tip number eight. You might like it, you might not. Get up. Get up earlier in the morning. It can make you feel so much better during the day. You start your day off on the right foot, you focus, you're motivated, and often, if you get up that bit earlier, it's before the distractions come into your life, before you start looking at the phone to check your mail, before you might want to check out the news. Get up earlier, get a little head start on your day. Focus. Then you could do something short and simple. Then you can go on with your day knowing that even in these early hours, you have accomplished something. If your day turns out to be so busy and hectic, you can do nothing else towards your goal, you will know you've done something for yourself because you did it first thing in the morning. So you got the job done. Get up earlier, even half hour. An hour is good, but if you could only manage a half hour, just something to show intention. Tip number 9, reward yourself. Think about what would be your reward for achieving a certain goal or a milestone. Go for it. We did mention earlier celebrating, and you can make the reward something even bigger when you've gone further along the way. You can celebrate the little things, but when you've really made a big jump, go for a reward, something nice for yourself. Tip number 10. This is so easy to do. Don't be too hard on yourself. If you don't do what you planned a certain day, don't call yourself names. Don't call yourself lazy. Don't be discouraged. Forgive yourself and move on. Just like if you were talking to a friend, you wouldn't say to the friend, oh, you're lazy. You didn't do what you said you're going to do today. So be good to yourself. Be disciplined. Be disciplined, but be good to yourself. Tip number 11. Stay flexible. Sometimes things do happen. You have a plan for the day, you have a plan for the week, and something comes and just throws everything out the window. It's okay. Be flexible. If you got to change that goal, if you got to reassess it, it's okay. Never too late to start working towards this goal. So if you have to just stop for a minute because something's come up, it's okay. Stay on target, but stay flexible. Number 12, get rid of the distractions. Eliminate, have a look, check any distractions that could be hindering your progress. Could be watching too much TV. It could be, I'll go to the cafe, I'll get a coffee, I'll work on my laptop. And all of a sudden, you're just spending an hour chilling, having coffee. So we got to have a wee bit of discipline. Get rid of those distractions. If you know it's a noisy time at home and you want to work on your project, perhaps you should go out somewhere and work on it, or work early in the morning or late at night when others in the household might be sleeping. Doesn't mean you're feeling ill about the others in your home. You're just getting rid of the distraction. So don't feel guilty. Next number, ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. You don't have to do everything by yourself. You can get some support from your family, from your friends. But again, be sure to turn to those whom you feel in your heart you can count on for this help. And you don't have to know everything. That's what libraries are for. That's what online courses are for. Help could be asking from someone you know, but help could also be taking a course, joining a meetup group of people who have similar aims. Just don't be afraid to seek and ask for help when you need it. It's good to have your own plan. It's good to be independent, to depend on yourself, to trust yourself, but you leave a big hole sometimes if you're not asking for help. Next tip. See yourself. See yourself in your mind as successful. Visualize the success. Visualize yourself achieving your goals and plans. See what it's going to look like in your mind. See what it's going to look like when you've achieved that goal. How are you going to feel? Call up that feeling and know what it's going to feel like to have achieved those goals. Visualize. Visualize success. It keeps you motivated because it's not something ethereal. It's something that you can see. You know just what it's going to look like. Visualize that success. And the final point, which the final hurdle, which many of us have fallen at, is don't give up. Keep going. No matter how hard it gets, unless you have some concrete reason that says this is not going to work, I got to make another plan. But otherwise, no matter how hard it gets, don't give up. Have a strong why that keeps you going when it's hard, when people are refusing your service, when you can't find any encouragement from outside, any signs that you're making progress. That why. Stay focused. And remember why you set your goals and plans in the first place. Visualize yourself carrying it out, being successful, and then, important, follow that up with doing the work. And don't give up. Keep going. One way doesn't work, try another technique. You find a gap in your knowledge that's holding you back? Don't give up. Acquire that knowledge. Learn that how to do it. Stay focused. Remember your big why. Why are you doing this? And visualize yourself succeeding. Keep going. It's only February. We got 11 more months. So keep going on those plans, on those goals, making progress bit by bit. So, feel free to leave comments in the comments section. How are you hanging on to your plans that you made in January now that February is rolling around? Are you making some progress? Are you still on them? Or have you put them aside and taking an indefinite break? And if you're still going, still working on it, feel free to share what techniques are you using that are keeping you on target. And that's it for today. If you need some more encouragement in between the podcast episodes, please feel free to visit our Ko-fi page. You'll find the website address in the show notes. Over there, you can find some inspiration, motivation, artwork, videos, things to keep you going. It's called Happy Thoughts. That's why it's called Happy Thoughts. You'll find the address in the show notes. And we also have a membership tier over there. If you want to become a member, the members will get some episodes just for them, not for the general public, special ones. Or if you just would like to buy us a coffee, yes, please. That would be appreciated too. But in any case, feel free to go over there whenever you feel like you need a lift. We're there to help you. And feel free to tell your family, your friends, everyone about the podcast. It's on all major podcast platforms and apps. Have a wonderful week. Keep safe and keep happy. Bye for now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.